Well, thank you, Tony. This is West Michigan's Morning News. Good morning, Steve Kelly, Brett Biketer, Rick Albin. We're all here. From Yoder Real Estate, Kevin Yoder is on the live line. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So, breaking news, embargoed story until midnight last night, Realtor.com. Naming the hottest zip codes of 2017 thus far. Number three on the list, Kentwood in the nation. What's up with West Michigan?
That's crazy. I validated that those statements this morning. I ran it against MLS statistics to make sure it was accurate, and it is accurate. And it's really driven off. When you look at the absorption rate in Kentwood, it's really low. It's less than a month, which means that if no one listed a home in Kentwood, Michigan in 49548, it would take less than 1 month for every home on the market to be absorbed by buyers, to be bought, which is really low.
That's interesting. What is driving that? I mean, obviously, the important things, price point and location, 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 right?
Of course, those are always going to be drivers. In this case, they're suggesting that because of the dominant buyer segment in Kentwood is millennials, which are holding 42% of the new mortgages. And that's really relatively new, and I think it's probably just creeping up in Kentwood more than it is in other areas, because by and large, many millennials have kept themselves in apartments or in mom and dad's home for a very long time, mostly due to creeping up college tuition that they need to pay for instead of purchasing their new home. This seems to be a new trend.
Is this something where also because of the manufacturing district that is out there and wanting to be, like Rick said, close to location, close to, you know, family or whatever the case might be, that we, I mean, because I just think of in the last year or two, right, we've been talking about the jobs that have come in with the pyramid and all that development out there. Is related to that too?
I think it's a combination. If you think of where Kentwood is, strategically, it's close to downtown, matter of minutes. It's close to the airport, a matter of a couple minutes. There's now a new restaurants creeping up all around. It's just a nice, affordable, if you look at the average sale price or the median sale price is $118,000, which is so much lower than across the country. I think it's a combination of variables, and then that millennium twist is probably just really pushing that community and really increasing the stat, which is the hottest. Of course, that's a relative term, but I can see how that's playing into it.
I've got to ask, what's number one?
That's a great question.
On this
number
list,
one,
I have it right in front of me.
Yeah, it's a place I couldn't pronounce. Let's see.
Texas?
So Watauga, Texas, right. We've never heard of Watauga, Texas, but nonetheless. Now, number two is Livonia, which we've all heard of, Livonia, Michigan.
Oh, so we got two a couple.
Two of the top three are in Michigan.
So in the time that we have left, I know that you are close to Dave Ramsey. We saw you at Dave Ramsey's last event here in West Michigan. And Dave does something about, and you've answered this question, should you hire a friend or relative as your realtor?
If I were to answer in one word, I would answer in two words, is yes, but not as the only requirement. And the way that Dave positioned it is this. He said there are certain things that you're going to look for in a real estate professional. If you were to create a list of things that you just have, your must-have, it is how long have you been doing real estate? How many homes do you sell a year? What are your statistics that you can prove to me that you're going to get me the most money? Sellers want three things, regardless of market. They want to sell their homes for the most money in the shortest amount of time and the least amount of hassle. And you have to be able to show me that you can do those three things. And how about ease of sale? What process do you have in place that's going to allow this to be a smooth transaction? And nowhere on that list is you're related to me.
Right.
It really is a dangerous place. A danger, that's probably too harsh of a word. Let's not use dangerous. Let's say it's a slippery slope, because if Cousin Joe is your agent and Cousin Joe didn't meet those first four requirements and it doesn't perform and you end up selling your home for $20,000 less or it doesn't sell at all, it's going to be a pretty awkward conversation around the Christmas dinner table.
What if one of those friends or relatives are yours? No, I'm gonna strike the question.
That'd be different. By the way, this
place, completely different. Yeah.
This place in Texas is a Fort Worth suburb. That's where the hottest place in.
Gotcha.
Makes sense.
Kevin Yoder with Yoder Real Estate, is always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.